This water is good. I'm just doing this so that this is the automatic thumbnail that YouTube allows me to pick for this video. This is day one of drinking the proper amount of water per day. If you look up like how much water you're supposed to drink in a day, there's some debate for sure. I don't think you can find an exact number. It's going to be different for different people. I think what's most important is probably just paying attention to how much you're drinking. And even then, maybe that's not important. Maybe you just have a habit of knowing when you're thirsty and drinking when you're thirsty. Responding to your body's cues. Some people are good at that. Definitely not good at that most of the time. And often, I'll think that I'm hungry when I'm actually thirsty. That's very easy to do. That's a common thing. That's something that people always bring up when they talk about weight loss or fitness or health or anything. Like, hey, you might not be hungry. You might be thirsty. They say it just like that. Anyway, I think I drink enough water most days. Like, I'm usually pretty well hydrated. I always have this water bottle around with me. Have it at my bedside. Chug like a... What's a... I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to... When you start making metaphors like that, you might say things you regret. Anyway, I think that this challenge will not... I don't know that it's going to be that significant for me. We're going to see. But I feel like I do okay. There are some days when I notice that I'll feel kind of crappy, and then I'll have some water, and I feel better. Like, there was one day in particular I remember being like, why do I feel like such crap? And then I chugged a bunch of water and I felt good. So I feel like this, doing this will just avoid those moments. But that's not really something that I can notice while I'm doing the experiment. I can't be like, at the end of the day, like, oh, I would have felt crappy 5 times today, but I had water in those times. And I don't know what might have been, is my point. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like, maybe I'll notice that I feel generally better most of the time, but that's even hard to notice. I feel like most of the time when I do these challenges, like, I spend the beginning of videos and just the initial experiment kind of tearing the experiment apart, pointing out the ways that it's not going to work or what it won't tell me and what's going to be wrong with it. And usually I'm not too far off most of the time. Some challenges really surprise me. Intermittent fasting I knew would do good things, but it surprised me how good that was. No internet, I knew that would do good things, and I looked forward to it. I didn't realize how much I would enjoy it. I really enjoyed it. I want to revisit no internet. I want to do that again. I don't know what the new angle would be. I mean, we quit the internet during quarantine, which would be interesting. But I think, I mean, it's not going to be bad for me to pay attention to my water and just get better habits drinking water. You can drink too much water. That's true. That's a thing. But I don't, that's also maybe a danger, and maybe why I should pay attention. China's joining me in this. I think I probably drink more water than she does throughout the day, but she drinks pretty well too. We'll see. We're using an app called Plant Nanny, where it gives you an amount to drink per day based on factors. And then, someone's using the old weed whacker out there. The old grass slapper. That's great. That's great timing for this. I wish I had like a house I could go into to like shoot this video, but alas, I live in the backyard. What was I saying? So Plant Nanny is the app where you it'll tell you how much to drink based on factors, and then if you don't get that, the plant dies. And I do not want to kill digital plants ever again. I killed a digital plant once in my childhood, and it's my deepest regret. So, someone sneezed. Bless you. So, we're going to give her a try. Give her the old... And did you go on a water journey? Tell me about your water intake journey, if you went on one, or if you want to go on one. If you want to do it along with us, let us know. I might do like a Reddit post where people can keep up to date on it. I might want to try to find other YouTubers to join, like I did with we do with Natalie and Jack. We've already started though, and I didn't think to find anyone, but maybe it's never too late. Because I'm worried that this one won't lead to like that significant of results. I mean, it's still going to be a learning experience. I can make a good video out of dirt, but it would be nice to find some particularly thirsty people who don't drink enough water, and I guess they wouldn't be thirsty then. That would be the problem. Get them to and see how it changes. But I don't know. I don't know who that is. Anyway, that's where we're at with water. Today is beginning of week 13 of working out. My strength training. I'm nothing that significant, really. Just a slow process, you guys. It's just a slow... You gotta get in the habit and just keep going. And it's little results. And a lot of you in last week said that you know that you could tell the difference, and I appreciate that. It's good, keeps me going. And I can tell the difference too. I just didn't realize how apparent it would be to others. But turns out it is a little bit. And I worked out here in the backyard this morning, outside workout today for the first time. It was pretty nice. I may have gotten some dirt and some sticks on my bum though when I was doing my ground exercises. Like I don't know exactly what they're called, but I did one where you have a kettlebell, you're laying on the ground, and you do a crunch. Oh no, it's like this. You're holding like this. You do a crunch and then you lift up at the top of the crunch. Another one just laying down, kind of bench pressing a kettlebell, basically. A lot of kettlebell stuff, since I don't really have any other weights. It's what my trainer tells me to do. Gives me the whole thing, and I do it. And it seems to be working. Although, like, I don't know if it's because of the working out, but lately I'll have moments where I just feel really low energy. Really low energy. And I don't know if it's because I'm missing some sort of nutrient, or vitamin, or, electrolytes, whatever, not eating the right amount of macronutrients, or I'm not... What I think it is, though, mostly, is I cut back on alcohol, but not as much as... I kind of have come back a little, and I shouldn't. I need to cut it back again. And just not getting good sleep. Both of those are probably related. Not sleeping enough. I'm getting enough protein, for sure. The sun is coming through the trees now. I like it. I like this little evening glow we got going on. Today I felt like crap, basically. I felt pretty crappy. And I don't know what was going on, but I didn't get good sleep. I did have some drinks last night. If you were watching me on Instagram live, I did a how to make an old fashioned, and then I said I was playing board games with some friends, and we did, and I had some drinks while we were doing that, and I shouldn't. I'm making a hard rule to not do that as much now. I'm going back to my better ways, and also a new video idea coming up. New/old video. China and I are redoing No Alcohol in September. probably partially for this reason, because I feel like it's still one thing that I think I need to keep in check, need to improve about my habits. It's one habit that I'd like to work on more. So we're going to revisit no alcohol in September, and but with a twist, also no added sugar. Again, we're doing no added sugar and no alcohol. There's a common comment that shows up in the no sugar video about how alcohol is sugar, or it is converted into sugar in your body. But it's not, I think there's debate there. That's not exactly how I understand it. I remember looking into that when we were doing the no alcohol or no sugar month, because we did have drinks in that video. We didn't have wine because that has sugar in it. We didn't have like cocktails because they have sugar in them. But alcohol itself, the way I understood what I read, now I'm probably going to get this wrong, but it kind of activates, it raises your blood sugar, but it doesn't bring more sugar into your body. It sort of activates the sugar that's already in your body, as far as I understand it. I am no scientist. I don't think that it is sugar, or is converted into sugar after you drink it. But that's a technicality. It does lead to higher blood sugar, probably, as far as I understand it. So this time, we're doing no added sugar and no alcohol for the whole month. And I'm going to try to set some firmer goals after the month is over to maintain. Because the sugar has also become a slight problem. That might be part of my energy crashes I'm feeling these days. That has entered back into my life more in the past couple months. Like, since the no added sugar video, I have been doing well. I've been eating less sugar overall than I ever did before. Still indulge sometimes. But recently, it's become a little bit more. Like, we'll have little baggies of maybe some Twix, some M&Ms, or some just good dark chocolate. That's how it started, was dark chocolate, because it's like good fancy dark chocolate that I'd only have like a square of occasionally, because then it's like, oh, this is just dark chocolate, and this is just a little bit. But then then it started to grow into like bags of other chocolate that is just like little bite-sized ones, which is worse, because then it's like, oh, I'll just have a little bit now, an hour later. Oh, I'll just have a little bit now. That's becoming more of a problem. Today I avoided it completely because I realized, because of how crappy I felt today, I was like, well, I'm just gonna not at all. Anyway, September, we're quitting both because it's getting out of hand. And I may start now, or like significantly reduce now leading up to it. I'm looking forward to it. Like, every time last time we did the no alcohol, I was looking forward to it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to not drink alcohol. But why? Why not just do it now? You know? And the internet, I was looking forward to that too. I can't wait. Some of them I wasn't looking forward to intermittent fasting. I wasn't looking forward to, what's another one I was kind of dreading? Going vegan? I don't know. I don't think I was looking forward to going vegan. I felt like it was just going to be a challenge to find the right food to eat. Meditation, I was kind of looking forward to. I was surprised at how much how challenging it was. Like, I was surprised at how much I loved no internet. But I was surprised at how much I didn't love meditation. How, like, sitting down for 20 minutes was actually a challenge. I'm kind of surprised how much I'm enjoying working out. I still enjoy it, although it's becoming a little more of a chore lately because of how busy I am with all these videos. So I'm really looking forward to not working on as many videos. I'm going to be reducing my amount of videos I'm making these days. Right now I'm in the middle of making a video of China and I decluttering. We're revisiting decluttering. We did a minimalism video, but that wasn't really about us decluttering. that's what this one's about. That's a nice evening glow going on. It's getting really bright, actually. Let's see if we can reduce. The podcast listeners are really enthralled with this process. There's someone talking over there. I think that sounds like my wife talking to a neighbor kid. Anyway, what was I talking about? Okay, so next month, no sugar, no added sugar. Oh yeah, decluttering is the next video. And the video after that is going to be about book reading, which I brought up, which many of you suggested books in the last video, and I appreciate that. I'm in the middle of The Mark and the Void, and it's good. I'm enjoying it. Well, it's pretty good. I feel like it's going to get better. That's what I've heard even before I started. So I think that one will be good. But basically, the thing I'm most concerned about is my energy levels. Feeling low energy. Like, this has been, obviously, if you've been watching a while, this has been the thing. Like, the lack of sleep, the lack of good sleep. The entire goal for most of these things that I do is to feel better during the day, to have more energy so that I can wake up refreshed, greet the day, and then just make things and enjoy making them. Because I don't enjoy it as much when I'm tired, when I don't feel good. And that's really crappy because I love doing it. When you don't enjoy the thing you love, that you enjoy, that's not great. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do to fix that. Oh, there's my wife and my daughter. Are you singing the Gilmore Girls theme song? Follow anywhere that you tell me to. If you need me to be with you, I will follow where you lead. Yeah.
Ada asked me to sing that.
Oh, Ada asked you to sing it? So basically, I've narrowed it down, like the things that I need to do right now to fix this problem, this sleep problem, are cutting out alcohol, cutting out sugar. Sugar is less of an issue for me, but alcohol, sugar, reducing the amount of videos I'm making. I think that all of these are connected, I think. Reducing the amount of videos I'm making and going to bed earlier. So my entire life, I feel like I've had this problem of going to bed earlier. Like, I always want to stay up. I always want to watch things, play video games, get the dopamine fun times. And then I stay up, and then I suffer the next day. Like, I feel like that's my whole life. I'm tired at school, tired at work. Because in the evening, like, my time to relax is actually not really relaxing. And I think that the overwork, like all these things are connected, because the overwork leads to the non-relaxing evenings, because sometimes I'm working into the night and I just get less sleep because of that. But other times, if I'm just like working all day long, like I want to do something fun afterwards. I want a reward for all the work. So like unnaturally do something that's just not what my body needs. My body needs rest, needs relaxation. But instead I'll have some drinks, watch a lot of TV or movies that, you know, can get your adrenaline going, or you know, eating a lot of food, going out to eat. We don't do that right now, but and then just staying up talking to friends on Zoom. Airplane. And then pushing my going to bedtime later and later, and then I can't sleep past a certain point in the morning, and then I just wake up and then I'm just low on sleep. Plus alcohol itself leads to worse sleep, so I'll be short and it won't be as good. And that is, I feel like, been my biggest problem throughout all of this. And all of these challenges are ways of trying to counteract that. No internet, meditation, working out to sleep better. But I think the true core of the problem is is the search for fun in the evening, the search for dopamine in the evening. I know I've seen people say that there's a thing called dopamine fast, which I could try, but I might try that. That seems pretty extreme. And I don't know that it might backfire. Like, it might be too extreme, then I'll bounce back harder. But I might try that. But I think that's the core of the problem. So I got to find a balance. I got to find the... basically just need to be more responsible in the evening. And I think part of that is reducing the amount of work I'm doing during the day, so I don't feel like I have to have some sort of reward and, like, extend the day into the night so long. And that's part of it. So then I can, you know, do things. I'll have time during the day to just enjoy stuff that I enjoy rather than pushing it to the extreme, as much day as I can have at night. And then also just no alcohol, or like only a little on the weekends or something. And a little be careful with my sugar so I don't have crashes. And especially no sugar or less sugary stuff in the evening or at night, which isn't really, again, not that much of a problem for me, but it can be. But that's where my mind's at right now about the biggest problem in my life and how I want to fix it. Because I felt pretty crappy. Right now, I actually feel pretty good, and I think it's probably because my body is in this cycle where now is where I give my most energy, is when I'm... It's my relaxing time. This is the time my body's like, yeah, let's get going! And then I'm not going to be able to sleep. But, yeah. We're gonna try no alcohol, no sugar again in September. I might even just start now. Getting more water intake, which I don't know what that's gonna lead to, but let's do it. This is actually the last of the water, according to my app, that I need to drink today. But I might end up drinking a little more than that, because I'll probably get thirsty before going to bed. And that's about it for today. There's my lovely family playing in the yard. How are you? I think that, yeah, is there any other news? We should be another movied podcast. What'd you think of Movie? Did you listen to it? Another one of those will be coming out maybe this week. I said they'd come out maybe on Wednesdays, but... maybe not. Maybe Fridays, because we tend to record them like every Thursday, every other Thursday. So they might come out like every other Friday. Yeah, that might be the thing. What else is going? Oh, the Rubik's Cube video's out. Check that out. Let's put that on screen. And the Wheezy Mondays playlist. I do these kind of videos every weekday on Patreon. That'll be up there. That's it. Thanks for your support and for watching and listening to me blather on.